This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Longtime voice of the NFL. Member of the NFL on CBS team this week. And also will be calling playoff action for Westwood One on the radio side of things. He's got Seahawks and Packers from Lambeau. Joining us here on the show is our friend Kevin Harlan. Kevin, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, DA. Good to be on with you. Hello. Happy New Year as well.
Happy New Year to you as well, Kevin. Always awesome to talk a little football with you. And we will start with the Packers and the Seahawks. Seattle got by an Eagles team last week without Carson Wentz. But they are great road warriors this season. They've only lost once when not at Seattle. So when we look at last week's game, was that more evidence that they're a great road team or a little bit of good fortune that the Eagles didn't have Carson Wentz in the lineup?
Well, 8-1, including last week's win, DA, they've got a resiliency about them, even though they're on their fourth string running back and they had to sign a guy out of retirement whose biggest noteworthy thing he had done in the last couple of weeks was serve tequila shots at the Raiders' final home game in Oakland. Marshawn Lynch, who's from Oakland, was a Raider. And that, to me, was a stroke of genius. They had just lost another running back. They had lost an offensive lineman. I think they thought, 1-3 record in December. And they, showed the resiliency that they've really shown all season long. And their general manager, John Snyder, and Pete Carroll bring in Marshawn Lynch, who's a great injection of personality and perseverance and hope. And he comes in and plays two great games for him. And psychologically, his effect has been terrific. For two games, he has been there. The team has followed. And, of course, they've got Russell Wilson. So home road, it doesn't matter. They won their 10th one-score game last week, 10 in one season. The last team to do that was 1978 and the old Houston Oilers. So they have shown, whether at home or on the road, they have shown great resiliency. They won in Philadelphia by a same 17-9 score back in November. So they've done this all season long, and I don't think it's luck. I think they get the most out of what they've got, and it's not the deepest roster, certainly not the most talented, but it is one that follows good leadership, and they've got it with Wilson. And they got the late-season injection with Marshawn Lynch. And I think they played a very big part in where they are going into Lambeau this Sunday night.
Kevin Harlan joins us. He'll be on the call for Seahawks and Packers for Westwood One. From a Packers standpoint, always the storyline the last couple of years is Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy and their relationship. Well, this year they're 13-3, and it seems like Rodgers and Matt LaFleur have a good relationship. Where do you think they're at in terms of mutual respect?
I think it's they're probably as much on meeting at a nice middle ground than at any time of the season. We do the preseason games, so I see them all of August. And the big question, DA, going into the season was, how is Aaron, after 13 years in one system, going to, change his thinking, repoint his compass for a coach who's never been a head coach, a one-time offensive coordinator for a single year, only had called plays for a year at Tennessee with Mike Vrabel, and that the voice is different, the philosophy will be different. Where are they going to meet and intersect? And I really think it's not been butting heads or being abrasive toward each other's thought and how they're entrenched in what they do. It really has been more of, let's just walk together here on this path and see where we get. And as the path has narrowed and gotten us here to the postseason, they've been parallel with each other all year. Rodgers has conceded. LaFleur has conceded. And I think they're probably at the best point of that relationship right now. It's never been one of turmoil or angst or anything like that. It's always been one of, let's share ideas and see where it takes us, and that's where they are right now. Plus, I think this is kind of a weird way to look at it, but You know, LaFleur is about 40 years old. Rodgers is 37. He looks around that locker room, and guys are 21, 22, 23.
Yeah.
And Favre had told this to Rodgers. He said, the older I got, the less I had in common with my teammates. So I think also kind of a, like a hidden benefit is that Rodgers has a guy who's more of his age than the guys in that locker room. And I think that has also brought them together in a way.
Mm. The early game on Sunday is going to be Texans and Chiefs. And another one of your moments went viral when you were calling the end of the Chiefs game in week 17, simultaneously as the Dolphins came back to beat the Patriots, which would lock up the bye and this two seed for the Chiefs. You were doing this simultaneously. Rich Gannon, your broadcast partner, was talking about it. We played the audio. It went everywhere. This is on the heels of you calling the Black Cat, as well as a couple of years ago, the streaker on the field that was drunk and beating his chest. Kevin, you've had this Hall of Fame career in terms of broadcasting, and everybody's remembering you for all the stuff off of the football field that you call.
Well, I don't know if that's good. Drunks and animals probably are not the best thing to be known for in this business. But the thing, D.A., you know, in Arrowhead, and you've been there, and we share that in our history together, is that Arrowhead Stadium is a very unique place. Passionate crowd. They've had success. They're a knowledgeable crowd. And when the Dolphins were driving and the Chiefs were building somewhat of a cushion for the first time against the Chargers, the moment just kind of happened at the same time. Chiefs score to get a 10-point lead. Dolphins go on top late in the game with less than a minute to go. And touchdown pass by Fitzpatrick after being, 16-point underdogs or whatever it was to Brady and the Patriots in a very important game for New England, meaning a bye and a better position. And they couldn't hold on. And Miami shocks the world and Kansas City benefits from it. And all that happened within about a 45, 50-second span, and it worked out. We had a great crew working and everything else. But, you know, what I like to say is that any broadcaster would have done those things, really. I mean, that stuff that they teach in Broadcasting 101, it was anyone could have done that. And I was just lucky enough to be in position for that game in Arrowhead a couple of weeks ago. And then as far as the cat and the drunk, you know, that's where you kind of have to figure in your mind, do I pull the trigger and do I have some fun with it, or do I lay out and just let it go? And I pulled the trigger. I've never been accused of being real smart, but they worked. And I don't know how many more times I'll do it, but they've been fun little moments, and hopefully people take it that way.
Three amazing moments in NFL broadcast history. Kevin Harlan joining us here on the show. So with that Texans and Chiefs matchup here for the Chiefs, how important do you think it was to get that by knowing specifically the health of Patrick Mahomes and how dinged up he's been this year?
Oh, I think vital. A week off, the season is so long. And I think that the part that we always forget to talk about, we always mention physical fatigue and just going through the same routine every week and what you require from your body and getting it ready. It takes all week long for these players to get their body ready to go on the weekend. And so to have that off was huge physically. But the mental fatigue is almost as acute because you're constantly in that playbook. You're preparing for a new team. The stakes get higher every week you go through the season, especially for a team like the Chiefs. All these games are important. A quarterback only is a second-year starter. We forget about Mahomes. He's only a second-year starter. So to have a week off and let your mind exhale, let your body rest for 3-4 days, statistically, it shows the teams that have a bye have a double a chance now of making the Super Bowl. And that's kind of how the Chiefs look at themselves right now. They went to the AFC Championship game a year ago. The bye was helpful getting that far. They feel it'll be even more helpful this year. And they take on a Houston team, which on any given weekend can be the most explosive team in pro football. And on the opposite, too, they can lay an egg. And they can do it at home as they did late in the season against Denver when they lost to the Broncos and trailed at halftime 31-3. So Houston comes in a very dangerous opponent, full of confidence. Watt is back, and the Chiefs come in rested, and they needed that. And I think it's going to be one of the great games of the weekend.
Kevin Harlan from the NFL on CBS and Westwood One is our guest to preview this weekend's NFL action. from a Texan standpoint, talking about how explosive and dynamic they are, Deshaun Watson did another rabbit out of the hat trick last week, and it's been pretty amazing to watch. Now, he's done this going back to college. What is it about Deshaun Watson that elevates his play late in these games when it seems like there's no chance?
Well, we saw it at Clemson, and Dabo Swinney talked about it there, and he was overlooked by a lot of teams until Houston took the chance and drafted him. And he's just one of those players that has got the God-given gifts that we see every Sunday, but he also has a serious attitude and a work ethic and a way of conducting his business, which is great. And remember, as a rookie, blew the knee and was trying to was off to an incredible start to the season, and has come back fully from that injury, and has just really taken a leadership role. He has a coach that has instilled the kind of confidence he needs, and he's got terrific weapons. Like, for the first time at wide receiver, from tip to tail, they've got, you know, beginning with Hopkins and going down, when Fuller's healthy, they are dynamite. When Will Fuller is healthy, that receiving core is comparable to the best in pro football. And I think he's taken advantage of it. Now, they don't have the stud running back. They've got Carlos Hyde, and they got a great play out of Tywan Jones last week, late in the game, that saved him and won the game, actually, with a little screenplay. But that's the one area they've not really been able to come back and fill, which they eventually will. But otherwise, the team seems to be ready to go. Huge injection to get J.J. Watt back. If nothing else, like Lynch with the Seattle Seahawks, psychologically, to get a guy like that back in your locker room, on the field playing with you, I think is gigantic. So the win they have, coming back the way they did against a feisty Buffalo team, again, you know, just instills more in the players that they've got a guy who they can trust. And I think when you've got players trust in that locker room, at that position in particular, quarterback, it means the world. They got it in Kansas City. They've had it for all these decades in New England, and they've got it now in Houston with that guy. Not that it was not really there, but to come back from 16 zip down in the second half, that was in a playoff game, that was incredibly impressive.
Sunday's action leads off with Texans and Chiefs from Arrowhead, and then Seahawks and Packers, a 6:40 Eastern kick. On the radio, that's on Westwood One, and Kevin Harlan's going to be on the call from Lambeau Field, one of the great venues we have on Sunday. Both Arrowhead and Lambeau hosting playoff games. Just going to be a phenomenal day of postseason drama. Kevin, thanks so much for all of your help throughout 2019. Onward and upward in 2020. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Can't wait for the call coming up on Sunday.
Thank you, DA. Always fun to be with you, too. Have a great day, great week, and we're in store, I think, for one of the great weekends on the pro football schedule. Divisional weekend rarely disappoints, and I think this season in particular, it's so even across the board. I think you harness yourself in and enjoy two great days of football. But always fun to talk to you. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.